Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host Adam Paulus, here to talk about Star Wars Mission Series action figures. These are cool. They are two packs, not singles, so that helps Hasbro keep the cost down a little bit by wasting less packaging. Each two pack includes two figures that have about 5 points of articulation each. This may vary in the future, but right now that's what you get. The first wave is based largely on episodes 2 and 3, but I guess technically Vader is episode 5? We'll figure it out as we go. Anyway, you can order these on our website right now. Just type in Star Wars Mission Series Action Figures. One pack includes Anakin Skywalker with a 501st Legion Clone Trooper. The Clone Trooper has 5 points of articulation, as does Anakin. Anakin has those Sith Darth Vader eyes. And the funny thing is, he's actually painted a little bit differently from the single-carded Saga Legends figure. The belt's different. The browns are a little different, too. The 501st Clone Trooper doesn't have every detail you'll see on every 501st Trooper figure, but he has most of them. The leg stripes on the sides are absent, but the blue helmet and the chest and the shoulder pads are all there. It looks like a 501st Trooper. He has no problem standing or sitting. Same with Anakin. They fit right in a Jedi Starfighter, no problem, which is great to see. And at the price, you really can't complain. I mean, well, okay, you can complain, but why complain? It's been years since figures were $4.99 each. With inflation, this is great. Darth Vader comes with a Seeker Droid. The Seeker Droid is a modified version of another Seeker Droid that was used for a Star Tours exclusive figure set. Darth Vader is a completely new sculpt. He has a cloth main cape, and the skirt piece is plastic, but it's sculpted to the legs and divided in half, so each leg can move independently. The figure can stand and sit no problem. He fits well in most vehicles, and he looks good, which is basically what you want. The Seeker Droid has a clear display stand so he can float around, and he requires some assembly. The Battle Droid with 212th Battalion Clone Trooper set includes a Battle Droid mold that's been used since 2002. All the arms and legs are removable. Has a little difficulty standing up, if I'm being honest. But he has all new deco, and he looks good. And if you need pieces to throw around your diorama, it's perfect. If you need a figure to be abused by your other figures, this is a good one, too. The sculpt's the same sculpt you've loved as the Saga Legends 2-pack, dating back as far as 2007. And the Clone Trooper is the same as the 501st Clone Trooper sculpt I just talked about 3 seconds ago. It has orange markings. They're pretty much exactly where they should be. Figure can stand, can sit, can hold his blaster. It's a good $5 figure, and since you get two $5 figures and a $10 2-pack, it's pretty much a definition of a pretty good deal. The last set is the Battle Droid with Jango Fett. Jango Fett was designed to fit very well in the all-new Slave 1 vehicle, which you can order right now. He has two blasters, a removable rocket pack, and a great sculpt. The deco on the front of the figure is superb. Best ever. Great. Fantastic. Wonderful. Back of the figure has a little bit of deco, but the backpack could use a few more paint applications. The sculpt is probably the best ever of the Geonosis rocket pack, the smaller one. Is it Minitron, something like that? Anyway, that's the one you get in this set, and with a little bit of paint, best thing ever. As is, still pretty good. Probably the best sculpt ever. I like the figure a lot. He's a little beefy up top, but that's okay. I mean, they look good. They really do. And he fits in the vehicle, which is what I wanted. He is joined by the same Battle Droid sculpt that was in the previously mentioned set. Same benefits, same non-benefits. Really good paint job. Probably the best ever painted red Battle Droid to use this mold. There's a lot of scraping and scoring and dirt, and it just looks great. All the arms and legs pop off, and his left hand is the best one for holding the blaster. Of these sets, I would personally recommend you buy them all because the figures are very much like the 1970s and 1980s Kenner Star Wars figures. They stand up mostly. They are posed very easily. The center of gravity for the new sculpted guys is perfect. I mean, I've got a lot of Star Wars figures, and I can tell you, figures with 14 points of articulation do not always stand up nicely, because over time, maybe the ankle joint will sag a little bit during the summer heat. Maybe it'll just, you know, gravity will eventually bring it down. With fewer points of articulation, there's fewer moving parts, and as such, they're not as likely to fall over. This helps me a lot, because I don't want figures doing a doomsday run off of my shelf. So I like these guys a lot. I hope they do a lot more of them. And they announced new two packs of R2-D2 and C-3PO, Han Solo and Chewbacca, plus Clone Wars, Boba Fett and Obi-Wan, Clone Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Maul. Darth Maul is wearing Mandalorian-style pants as seen in those later Clone Wars episodes. So it's going to be a great lineup. Those are coming early next year. These guys are out right now. And since there's not a lot of Star Wars figures coming out for the rest of the year, I'd recommend going ahead and picking them up. There's the Black Series, and there's these. There should be another 3¾-inch Black Series Wave and 6-inch Series Black Series Wave as well. But for Mission Series and Saga Legends, this might be pretty much it for the year. So why not get them now? What else are you doing? Star Wars collectors, it's something new that's kind of old, and it's a lot of fun. I think they're a lot more fun than other recent Superposable figures, but I'm an old man. So what do I know? Anyway, check out more exciting Star Wars figures at entertainmentearth.com. We have pre-orders up for Black Series, Series 2 of both sizes right now. And you want to get your orders in on those because the pre-orders are strong. Let's leave it at that. I don't know what I'm allowed to tell you or not, but they're very strong. So order yours now. First come, first serve. Let's do that. And see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.